USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration blocking European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland from testifying in the House impeachment inquiry. The administration ordered him not to testify this morning, just a few hours before he was scheduled to start taking questions from lawmakers. Democrats consider Sondland a key player in the president's efforts to get the government of Ukraine to investigate alleged corruption by former VP Joe Biden and his son. As Sondland spoke with Trump before and after the president's July phone call when he pressed the Ukrainian president to investigate the Bidens. In Washington, police are still on scene near the U.S. Supreme Court after a suspicious package was found. The justices are getting ready today to hear arguments on whether the Federal Civil Rights Act protects gay and transgender workers from discrimination in the workplace. And this is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer. Stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democrats don't like it. Many Republicans aren't happy either. And now televangelist Pat Robertson says he is, in his words, appalled by President Trump's decision to pull U.S. troops out of northern Syria.
The president who allowed Khashoggi to be cut in pieces without any repercussions whatsoever is now allowing the Christians and the Kurds to be massacred by the Turks.
Robertson saying there on the 700 Club that if Trump allows that to happen, he's, in Robertson's words, in the danger of losing the mandate of heaven. Ellen DeGeneres addressing criticism she's been getting for having sat next to former President George W. Bush at Sunday's Cowboys-Packers game in Dallas. On her talk show, she said people thought, quote, why is this gay Hollywood liberal sitting next to a conservative Republican president? She said, because she's friends with George W. Bush. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
United Auto Workers Union officials are going over a new contract offer from General Motors as the Detroit Free Press is reporting the automaker gave the proposal to the union yesterday morning, but there's been no response from the union, and GM officials are declining to give any details of what's being offered, saying that's confidential for now. The strike by the UAW is now into its fourth week. A new study says exposure to nicotine from e-cigarette vapor does cause lung cancer. Researchers at New York University say they found that vaping causes that type of cancer and potentially bladder cancer in mice, concluding that it is very likely that it's harmful to people as well. The study was funded by the National Institutes of Health. It's the first to definitely link cancer to vaping. They say the amount of smoke the mice were exposed to was similar to a person who has vaped for about 3 to 6 years. The CEO of Dick's Sporting Goods says the retailer destroyed over $5 million worth of weapons when it decided to stop selling assault-style rifles. CEO Ed Stack says that he and other company leaders decided to destroy the inventory because of their conviction to keep weapons off the street. And former NBA player Lamar Odom got the boot from Season 28's Dancing with the Stars last evening. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.